Hi, this is Phoebe Blamey, and welcome to the Happy Money Journey podcast for today. I'm really excited to have you here. I have spent most of my life working in financial services. I'm a qualified financial planner and I have my own mortgage broking business since 2006. I know that as a busy woman, it's really hard to get your life into some sort of shape. And so I'm here to help you on your own happy money journey. So welcome to the Happy Money Journey podcast. I am your host and best-selling author of the Happy Money Journey, Phoebe Blamey. I am absolutely honored that you are listening today. And today in particular, because today is a really tough topic. And the topic I wanted to talk about today was loneliness and how loneliness can actually really impact the way we're spending our money and what we're spending on. And I did quite a lot of research around this topic because it's something that really interests me. It is something that has actually heightened since COVID, but it could also have heightened since our reliance on online shopping or our dependence on social media. There's a few different theories out there. And I wanted to talk today about the theory of loneliness, the relationship between your spending, and how to actually get out of that trap and get out of that loneliness habit where you're scrolling online shopping and you're just shopping and doing and what you're actually doing when you're doing that, because I found that really, really fascinating as I was researching it. So I'm going to talk about three circles of friendship, and I'm also going to talk about the third place, which was something that I came across during my research and I found really interesting. So let's get started. Many of you may have heard that there is a Harvard study that has been going for, I think now, 75 years. And it started as an experiment into what makes people happy, what makes people live a longer life. And one of the things that really shortens your life, and it was compared to smoking 15 cigarettes a day, is loneliness. So when we're alone, we really suffer. When we're feeling disconnected from our community, from our people, we really suffer. And that's why so many of us did suffer during COVID and really had a hard time coming back from that. So one of the really first things that I found out when I was, or that I discovered when I was looking into this research, and this can apply to people that are in marriages as well as it can apply to people that are single, because it's about feeling connected. It's about being connected to another person who really gets you, who really understands you. And sometimes that can break down even within a marriage or a couple. It can happen between close friends where suddenly you're just not connecting anymore. And it can also happen because you've limited in some way the things that you're doing, the social life. So one of the first things that I discovered when I was doing this research was the concept of a third place. Now, your first place is your home. Your second place is your work, and your third place is the place that you go that could be a coffee shop, a bookshop, a pub, a bar, a sports club, and anything that you do in between. Somewhere that you go where you've got connections with others. And I think for a lot of people that is something like a coffee shop or a bar, somewhere where you feel familiar and you feel wanted and somewhere where you feel like you belong. Could be, as I said, a bookshop. It's certainly very strongly in sporting clubs, is that concept of this is another one of your places that you go. And finding that third space is something that we may have lost. We may also have lost in that post-COVID work from home. We may also have lost that second place a little bit, which leads to a feeling of even greater disconnection. Working from home, I know a lot of people tell me is working brilliantly for them, but one of the things that I see in the people that have really, really been long-term working from home, and this is just anecdotal, this is just friends and family that do this is that they start to get a little bit socially isolated and they start to stop doing those third place activities or those third things, which is stuff like going to your participating in your local sporting club or going to somewhere that you really enjoy going to, be it a bookshop, a coffee shop, a bar, just starting to socially isolate. And when we do that, we can often get into a habit, and I'm seeing this in a lot of the lifestyle-y fashion, Instagram posts and stuff like that, where there's a lot of, I want to say, keeping up with. So we're going on to social media, looking at what other people are doing and then reflecting that back. She's got that dress, I want that dress. She's got this homeware, I want that homeware. She's redecorated like this, I want to redecorate like this. There's a lot of that imitation and sort of keeping up with. There's basically, when I look at Instagram, there's a lot of people who look a lot alike. And we're losing our, and not so much that you're losing your independence even, but you're just, it's the feeling of wanting to fit in when we feel disconnected that can lead to that extra spending. And as I was researching, I found out some quite fascinating things. So in an older age group, so in an over 40s age group, our online shopping has really increased. Our online communication has really increased and our use of social media has really increased since 2019. In a younger generation, in a Generation Z, their expenditure has really increased around finding clubs and memberships and places to physical places to go and spending a lot of money on gyms and external places that they can go where they can actually meet people face to face. I hear a lot of talk in much younger generations who are going to starting at university, and this is the children of my friends, and they talked about O Week and how they didn't really, the kids didn't really make connections because they're not really getting away from their existing social media or gaming or whatever they're doing. And we've locked into our online worlds quite a lot. And I think there is massive power, particularly for women, in our online worlds. I think our online worlds are fantastic and fabulous. But I don't think that our connections in our online world are as genuine as our connections or as authentic as our connections when we meet someone face to face. And this loneliness, this feeling of disconnection, when we're feeling it and we're living in that online world, we're also getting into situations where we could get scammed, where we can certainly get love scammed. We've seen quite a lot of that go on, particularly over COVID. And again, where we're really spending a lot of money. So if you're finding yourself in a shopping trap, if you're finding yourself scrolling and looking at stuff and buying stuff that you don't need, if you get a package a week, basically, I want you to take stock of why you're actually doing that. And I want you to think in terms of, where do I want to be spending my time? Who do I want to be spending my time with? And who do I want to be when I'm spending my time there? And what I mean by that is, are you taking the time to actually nurture yourself and your interests and find other people that have similar interests? It could be a book club. It could be a drawing group that's at your local artist community, which was something I was doing before COVID hit and then stopped doing after COVID. It could be going and playing a sport, getting involved in something, training for a specific event even, doing boot camps. Yes, those things are going to involve spending money. But if you can really look back and examine the reason that you're spending at the moment is almost empty. You're not really going out with all those clothes. You might be taking some cute selfies and looking around. But if your third place is missing and you're spending a lot of money, then potentially one is trying to take the space of the other. Brené Brown has this beautiful quote that she was on an Oprah show, and she talks about the difference between fitting in and belonging. And the feeling of fitting in is where we go to lengths to make connections with people that may not be authentic to ourselves. And I'm a big believer that buying things that you don't need and you don't want to impress people that you don't really know really falls into that fitting in category. And belonging is being amongst your tribe. It's finding your people. And as we were talking about this at work, we're talking about the concept of the first space, the second space, and the third space. We also started talking about friendship circles. And we started talking about the importance of having friendships and knowing where we fit into those friendships. Who are those friends? And you can do this by drawing, and you draw your inner circle, your middle circle, and then your outer circle. And the people that are in your inner and middle circle and the people who are in your outer circle may all fit in with the people that are in your first place, your second space, and your third place. Or they may not, but it's an interesting way of looking at it. And if you're feeling that your inner circle is a little bit thin, and sometimes there's only one person in that inner circle, but these are the people who really get you. These are the people who you trust, who you know are always going to be there for you. It's small. It's a tiny, tiny circle. It's definitely less than five people. If it's more than five people, it's going to be a very busy inner circle. And you might want to actually weed out some of that, because you might be feeling a bit confused, a bit overwhelmed by having that many people. Your inner circle with the right people is going to have a really strong influence on you. And it's also going to impact how you feel about yourself. You absolutely have heard the saying, the five people that are closest to you, or the five people that you spend the most time with, really influence your behavior. And within this inner circle, there can also be times when we're moving out of being someone and we're transitioning to being someone else. This can happen when we're getting divorced. This can happen when we're starting a new business. This can happen when we're changing ourselves in some ways that mean that we no longer are fitting in with the circle that we had before, and we're in that transition of finding our new circle. And that can be quite lonely too. Our middle circle are the people that we like hanging out with. They're fun people. We share stories. They're often people at work, people that we've got stuff in common with. They're people that we like to have fun with. They're different from our inner circle because we don't have that very, very close connection with them. We're not necessarily sharing our innermost thoughts. Our outer circle are the people that we've got a relationship with, but we might not necessarily have a connection with. Again, these could be people from work. They could be other mums that we know. They could be other people that we see every day. But we're not sharing our innermost feelings. It could be neighbours. It could be just general people. But it's definitely, if you don't have close personal connections, it's your social media people. It's your network, business networking people. It's the people that you actually don't meet and that you're not investing too much time in. They're just the people that are around. And why we need to identify these things when we're talking about loneliness and money is because you really need to see where you are at with your level of loneliness, how you're spending your money to fit in, to be where you are. And a really good exercise that we came up with for really, really looking into this was working out, what does this stuff cost you? So if you're not a mini money makeover person, just stay with me for this. We've got three types of expenses that we have in our lives. We've got our basics, which are our shelter, our food, our utilities, our stuff that we just need to keep going. We've got our discretionary expenses, which is our clothes, our going out, our fun stuff that we like to do. And then we've got our luxuries, which are our holidays and big savings. So focusing solely on your discretionary expenses, have a look at your spending and think of it in terms of the two things that we've just talked about, the third place and the levels of friendship. When you look at your discretionary expenses, where are you spending your money? And who are you with when you're spending it? When we were talking about this at work, when I was talking about the research that I'd done with my team, I had a really good example of going out for a night, spending a bit of money. They were betting and they won a bit of money and decided to go out to the casino and bet. So they'd won, say, maybe $200 or $300 on just silly bets at the pub and decided to go continue on to the casino, spent that $200 or $300 with a group of people that didn't dislike, but was certainly in that third circle of friendship, and doing something at somewhere that wasn't their chosen third place. And I think that that's really interesting, because when you really dig deep and you look at where you're spending your money and what you're spending your money on, are you spending your money with things that light you up, that with things that make you feel less lonely, with people that are making, are you actually feeding your self, your desires, your best possible life? Looking at it from that perspective, it can then be really easy to work out what small tweaks that you can make in your life to change the things that you're doing that are no longer serving you, to walk away from the people that you're no longer feeling a close connection to, and to find a place where you're going to belong instead of fit in, where you're going to be able to thrive instead of just survive, where you're going to be with people that lift you up and elevate you rather than the people that you're spending time with but might not necessarily be the best possible people for you. So basically, when doing this, my five discoveries were the third place concept, absolutely. The concept of fitting in over belonging and knowing who my friendship circles were. That we can use our spending to fill a void rather than actually using our spending to elevate us to the best possible place that we can be. That we need to spend some time to gather our tribe. And spending time gathering our tribe is looking at what our third place could be, but it's also doing that exercise where we actually really dig deep into who our friendship circles are, why they are there, and what we're doing with them. That was so valuable to me, because I think since COVID, I personally have felt that disconnection, that missing piece, that little bit of loneliness that isn't quite filled with just doing the same things as I was doing before, but I've kind of lost some of the things that I used to really enjoy, like the drawing club. And getting back to doing those sort of things, I think, would be something that I need to put on my list so that I can get back to finding those people that I really do want to be spending that quality time with and spending my money on. I hope this has resonated with you a bit. I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. If you have, please like and subscribe. Please share it with your friends, because we really want to get out there and help as many people as we can with just being and enjoying your very own happy money journey. So, as I'm saying it, enjoy the journey. Have a great week, and I will see you again next week. Disclaimer. Just a reminder that the advice that's contained in this podcast is general in nature. It doesn't take into account your individual needs and circumstances, and we recommend considering the appropriateness of any advice to your individual circumstances and needs. We always recommend seeking the advice of an expert before making any financial decisions.